Today's scripture reading is from Mark 12:30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
Morning. Did I do this right, Don? Can you hear me? All right. Excellent. My honey Don has my back there, as well as Cal. Thanks, Cal. My name is Rhonda, and our pastor, Joshua Majors, was not able to be with us today, so I will be the one bringing the message today. Yeah. Thank you. I love the feel of the crowd today. I can't fail from here on out, so... All right. So, thank you. So, a little bit of church business before we move on to that. One thing is that we received a really nice thank you card from someone. And on the envelope, it says, "Thank you, church members," and it has a heart. So, it says, "Dear church family, thank you for all the support and love after having our daughter. Thank you for all the prayers. Thank you for all the gifts, money, gift cards. We really appreciate it. It's been a journey having our sweet baby girl. Love you all." And that is from Brianna. And Davon, I believe that's how we pronounce Davon's name, and Kaylani. Bree brought Kaylani last week to church. I hope you got a little chance to see her. She's adorable and beautiful. Thank you so much for all of you who helped out and contributed to cards and gifts and monies for that family. You guys are making a difference. Also today, George, where are you, George? George is raising his hand over there. So, George... wants to invite all of you for mission today, right, George? The Sunshine Singing Band will be meeting at the Arroyo Grande Care Center from 3 to 3:30. I want to make a suggestion to you. Even if you can't sing, I would go anyway. You can fake it, and then you can love on people. You can go around, shake hands, say hello, and it means a lot. It means a lot. My mother herself is in a care center, and it means a lot when people come and just show up and say hello and give a hug or, you know, give some love. So if you have any questions, talk to George after. Okay. So this is what Josh showed us last week, except that his main emphasis was on the first part of this, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. How many of you this week got a chance to work on your brains, bringing it into compliance, or maybe not compliance so much, but bringing it into the service of God and loving him with your mind? What a concept. Because our mind is the source of our thoughts, and our thoughts give fuel and accelerate our actions, right? Okay. So today, you see that we have strength there. And I'm actually going to turn to that text again because I just want to read you what's coming up in that text. This will give us a little hint about what's coming up next. Josh will be back with us. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. So he was asked, what's the most important commandment? And he gave that first part as the most important commandment. The second is this, to love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. So that's giving us a little hint about what Josh will be talking about. Our series is called All In. And I just want to point out today that I probably don't even need to discuss anything with you today because of Steve Behrens, who is out there greeting people from a chair, from a loungy chair. It actually looked a little comfortable. But let's not make it a trend, perhaps. But he severely broke his leg, and yet he's here greeting from a chair. Is Steve all in or what? Amen. So I appreciate that. Thank you, Steve. The Jewish people have been praying the Shema, which is a prayer of devotion every day, day and night, for centuries. And it reads this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. And as for you, you shall love the Lord with your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And that's in Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5. Let me ask you a question, and I am actually looking for actual feedback. Why? Why would we need to love the Lord with all of our strength? What do you think that means? Why are we called to come deeper into love with strength? That's who we are. Because of the cross, right? It makes us one with Christ. That's a good answer. Any others? Yes. Mm-hmm. We devote ourselves. Oh, Ronnie. Say that again. If we love God with all of our strength, we don't have strength for anything else. Woo! Preach, girl. That's awesome. Leonard. It does take effort when you use your strength. Yes, right. These are all really great. I appreciate all of those thoughts. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, they put them on their wrists, their foreheads, the phylacteries. Yes, George. Oh, awesome. That goes into what's next week, right? Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Amen. Strength is an action. Okay. All right. These are... Amen. Life hope. All right. I love all of these answers. I want to add one other one. And that is because he first loved us. And he's calling us to be in love with him. He wants more of our love. In the Hebrew, the word strength is me'od. Okay, I want everybody to say me'od. Do it again, me'od. Okay, this is an interesting word. The common meaning for me'od is very or much. Interesting. It occurs actually about 300 times in Scripture, but it doesn't actually mean strength. There is another Hebrew word for strength, but we're not going to go there. The Shema is one of the only places that the Bible has translated this way into strength. So here's some examples. For instance, in Genesis, God calls his creation good 6 times, and on the 7th time, he calls it very good, or me'od good. When the flood waters rose in the times of Noah, it was me'od powerful. When Cain was angry with his brother, he wasn't just angry, he was me'od angry. When Saul became king, he wasn't just happy, he was me'od happy. And then the writers get crazy and they say, very, very. And they say in the case of Jacob, who had many flocks, he was me'od wealthy. All right, so that's taking it to the max. So when we look at that verse, we can say, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your will and affection, with all your soul, life and being, and all of your strength, your muchness. Okay, it means very or much. Okay, so we're called to love him with muchness. And this word is like, it works like an adverb. It adds or enhances or magnifies the word that it's put with. So when it's put with something else, just like we saw with very angry, very wealthy, it's an enhancer or a magnifier. It's not really something tangible, like when we talk about muscle strength or something like that. But it's really the everything enhancer. It's pretty flexible. Love the Lord with our everything, with every possibility, with every opportunity, and every capacity that we have. In other words, turn up the power. And decrease, also, probably decrease the resistance, right? Because resistance can inhibit power in our lives. So then, after the Greeks worked on this, or the Hebrews worked on this word, gave some meaning, then comes along the Greeks. And they interpreted this as dunamis, or the Greek word is dunamis, which equals power and wealth. And Jesus used this word to describe how we use our heart, our soul, and our mind. So, does it really mean power? Does it really mean wealth? Does it really mean our minds? Yes, it's the everything. Does it really mean our character traits, our personality, our knowledge, our faith, or anything else that we can come up with that's an attribute in our lives? Yes, it's the everything. It's like having the everything bagel. I was always turned off by the thought of the everything bagel, but my son loves the everything bagel. I remember when I was a kid, and I loved my grandfather's magnifying glass, and I would take it and I would put it on everything in the house possible because it made things bigger. It was awesome. It was sort of magical. And then I went to high school, and I got to look into a microscope for the first time. I think we were looking at plant cells. And that was mind-blowing because it magnified it. It gave it power, you know, the 10th or the 30th power. And there was a whole new world in there. And it gave me new insight. I could see way much more. There were more things to discover, more ways to understand what was going on, and more useful knowledge. So there we are with a magnifier. So why do we need to kick up all of our abilities, opportunities, possibilities, and capacities for God? And how do we do it? How do we make all of these things more powerful in our lives? I think I heard it. Okay. Pastor Roy Ice at Loyola University says that if he could change one thing about our church, it would be that we would pray to the Holy Spirit. He talks about how we pray to God, we pray to Jesus, but we rarely pray just to the Holy Spirit. And why do you think he would say something like that? Why do you think he would suggest that? That we pray to the Holy Spirit. He's our power. Yes? We need it. Yes, we do. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to us. Yes, he did. Is it possible that we need the Holy Spirit more than we think we do? I would say yes. We probably need the Holy Spirit more than we think we do. The Holy Spirit is our power source. Thank you, Timothy. All right. Romans actually indicates to us that the Holy Spirit has been with us all along. Right? In our lives, in the lives of people in the past, the Holy Spirit has been there working. And it offers so many things to help us. We're just going to talk about a few things. But there's one very important awareness that he brings into our lives, and that is longing. He creates a longing or a thirsting in our souls, in our hearts. The longing to be like Jesus and the longing to love him with all of our strength. Don't let that thought pass you by. He creates a longing. This is quite shocking to me and amazing. And we're going to continue on with that. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry land and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Psalm 63, 1 and 2. I spread my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. So, it's amazing to me that it is the privilege of every Christian to know and enjoy the moving of God's will and the moving of God's Spirit on our hearts. We can have that experience. We can know it. He not only wants us to love him, but he actually provides us with the ability to do so. Can you imagine that if you were trying to attract somebody, you had the ability to actually make them fall in love with you? That would be an amazing power, but that's the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. He works on our hearts. He creates that longing. This is the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. If we are to know what possibilities to pursue and capabilities that we have and opportunities that we should take advantage of, we need his communication in our lives. We need to align ourselves with the Holy Spirit in good communication. Oops, I'm going to go back. The Spirit is a helper. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him. For he, what? Dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. There is a helper within you. He's a teacher. He is the teacher. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. We have a teacher living within us. He's a reliable and truthful guide. Is that a difficult thing to find these days? A reliable and truthful guide. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. So what message are we getting from the Holy Spirit? How do we know it's truthful? Because of the source. What's the source? Jesus Christ is the source. Does the Holy Spirit speak on its own? No. He is helper, teacher, and guide. God is so closely and intimately involved in our lives and our plans when we ask. Let's be thirsty for love, for the love and the help of God who wants to bestow it on us. You know, he doesn't ask us to love him and coerce us and force us to love him. He wants to be in love relationship with us. He wants to give. He wants us to give. And he wants to experience the beauty of that giving relationship. Aren't we the happiest when we are giving? I think that's one of the problems of the world today, is that we aren't giving enough. Because giving fulfills us. It's a part of us that God created. And unless we are doing the things that God created us to do, we remain unfulfilled. Let's be thirsty for love. Let's ask. You know, I confess that I'm not the greatest water drinker, and I find myself not being thirsty enough. It's kind of a conundrum. But I do notice that when I get into a habit of drinking every day, actually my thirst response kicks in. Isn't that a weird thing? You would think it would work the opposite way. But once you get into a routine of drinking, you find, oh yeah, that part of my brain is kicking off and I actually feel thirsty. My body's responding and I don't have to think about it as much. It sort of becomes a little bit more automatic. Could our experience with the Holy Spirit be the same way? Right? As we approach the Holy Spirit, as we ask, as we come, as we align our mind with the Word and understand what the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to us, we will be strengthened, won't we? We will be more automatic in our responses to people and to God. And we will become more importantly, we will become more thirsty for knowledge of God, thirsty for his presence. He says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Notice the last part to finding. What's the last part to the finding? What's the condition on the finding? Seeking. Yes, seeking. We must drink from a thirsty longing. Again, he will not impose this on us, but he will chase us down with his love. You can guarantee that. For all of those of us that have perhaps children that are no longer in the church or no longer in relationship with God, or other loved ones that are no longer in relationship with God, be assured that God continues to chase them down. He's told us that. He's going to follow us every day of our lives. The Spirit's going to be with us every day of our lives. It's a promise. So we'll keep praying for them. We'll keep encouraging them. We'll keep loving them. And we'll remember to thank God for the fact that he is chasing them. He wants to restore and heal this world. That is God's ultimate purpose, isn't it? To restore us to what the relationship with him was like in Eden. Adam and Eve could talk to him face to face. We're not even near close to that right now. He wants to restore that in our lives. This is what he's all about. And what that's about is love. Amen? He wants to heal the world, our hearts, our souls, our mind, our strengths, our joy. Does your joy need healing? Mine does. How about laughter? He wants to restore us to laughter. Yes, peace. Our respect for each other, he wants to restore. Our love for each other, he wants to restore. There are so many things that he wants to do in our lives. What's the key? Holy Spirit. There, you know, Ellen White talks about how there's a reason why people don't see power in their lives. It's because we haven't asked. Yeah. So we've all been given talents, character attributes, resources and gifts and opportunities, and some of us have superpowers. Probably all of us have superpowers. I remember my son named all the superpowers in our family when he was a kid. He was really into, you know, heroes and superpowers. And his brother's superpower was to play sweet, sweet violin that would cause people's hearts to, I think it was, their anger would be turned aside by the sweet, sweet violin music. So that was his brother's superpower. But we all have superpowers. Some of you are reliable. Some of you are encouragers. And I know this because I know many of you here. And some of you are able to rally people and cheer them on. Some of you have physical resources and some have time. Some promote laughter. And some are great lovers. And this is all from God. And I'm privileged to know so many of you that contribute all of those things to our church and to our community. And thank you for that. Even so, that being said, maybe, oh, Ronnie's chuckling, maybe God is moving on your heart to go further, deeper into relationship with him. Is that scary, or is that something to be thankful for? Maybe both. Maybe both. He may be asking you to use some other part of yourself that maybe you've reserved because of insecurity or fear or lack of motivation, or because you're just harboring your own self-interest or your self-preservation. These things are human, right? But we can overcome that. We can overcome by his power. So give this some thought. This is your homework for this week. Maybe some of you haven't explored enough. Maybe I haven't explored enough. The opportunities that have come my way, and I've rejected some opportunities that have come my way. It's hard to know sometimes what to do. But if we ask for guidance, God comes through. So if an opportunity comes and you're not sure whether you're supposed to do yay or nay, you can ask. He'll answer. Maybe we've never thought about new possibilities in love and service to God. Maybe we've gotten complacent. Maybe we're sitting in a place and we're letting our gifts and talents molder on a shelf. So I want you to think about that and think about if you've got something sitting on the shelf that you could share, that you could show your thankfulness to God and your love towards God by sharing. And some of us maybe are even just called privately to love God more. In our own lives, in the way that we spend our time when we're by ourselves, when we have a moment to praise him or thank him, and we let other things get in the way of that. So that's our challenge today. So God is calling us to come and ask, and the question is, how can I love you more, God? How can I long for you with all of my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength, or my muchness? And he will answer that prayer, believe me. He will. I know he will give you truth by the power of the Holy Spirit. He will give you strength by the power of the Holy Spirit, and he will give you guidance as you sincerely seek him. I'm going to call up the praise team, and we're going to sing our theme song for this period of time, which is Build My Life. And we're learning it. We're sounding more beautiful every week singing our theme song. And let's take it to heart as we sing it today. Why don't we all stand together?